March 7th, from the book of Deuteronomy. Yahuwah your God commands you this day to follow these decrees and laws. Carefully observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared this day that Yahuwah is your God and that you will walk in his ways, that you will keep his decrees, commands, and laws, and that you will obey him. And Yahuwah has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands. He has declared that he will set you in praise, fame, and honor high above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to Yahuwah your God, as he promised. If you fully obey Yahuwah your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, Yahuwah your God will set you high above the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey Yahuwah your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. Yahuwah will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. Yahuwah will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Yahuwah your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. Yahuwah will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of Yahuwah your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of Yahuwah, and they will fear you. Yahuwah will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. Yahuwah will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Yahuwah will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of Yahuwah your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. However, if you do not obey Yahuwah your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. Yahuwah will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to, until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. Yahuwah will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Yahuwah will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. Yahuwah will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. Yahuwah will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven, and you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahuwah will afflict you with boils of Egypt, and with tumors, festering sores, and the itch, from which you cannot be cured. Yahuwah will afflict you with madness, blindness, and confusion of mind. At midday, you will grope about like a blind man in the dark. You will be unsuccessful in everything you do. Day after day, you will be oppressed and robbed, with no one to rescue you. You will be pledged to be married to a woman, but another will take her and ravish her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will eat none of it. Your donkey will be forcibly taken from you and will not be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue them. Your sons and daughters will be given to another nation, and you will wear out your eyes, watching for them day after day, powerless to lift a hand. A people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce, and you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you will see will drive you mad. Yahuwah will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Yahuwah will drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to your fathers. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror, an object of scorn and ridicule to all the nations where Yahuwah will drive you. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little because locusts will devour it. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use their oil because the olives will drop off. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them because they will go into captivity. Swarms of locusts will take over all your trees and the crops of your land. The alien who lives among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be the head, but you will be the tail. All these curses will come upon you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey Yahuwah your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. There will be a sign and a wonder to you and your descendants forever. Because you did not serve Yahuwah your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity, therefore in hunger and thirst, in nakedness and dire poverty, you will serve the enemies Yahuwah sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yahuwah will bring a nation against you from far away, from the ends of the earth, like an eagle swooping down, a nation whose language you will not understand, a fierce-looking nation without respect for the old or pity for the young. They will devour the young of your livestock and the crops of your land until you are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, no new wine, nor any calves or your herds or lambs or your flocks until you are ruined. They will lay siege to all the cities throughout your land until high fortified walls in which you trust fall down. They will besiege all the cities throughout the land Yahuwah your God is giving you. Because of the suffering that your enemy will inflict on you during the siege, you will eat the fruit of the womb, the flesh of the sons and daughters Yahuwah your God has given you. Even the most gentle and sensitive man among you will have no compassion on his brother or the wife he loves or his surviving children, and he will not give to one of them any of the flesh of his children that he is eating. It will be all he has left because of the suffering your enemy will inflict on you during the siege of all your cities. The most gentle and sensitive woman among you, so sensitive and gentle that she would not venture to touch the ground with the sole of her foot, will begrudge the husband she loves and her own son or daughter, the afterbirth from her womb, and the children she bears. For she intends to eat them secretly during the siege and in the distress that your enemy will inflict on you in your cities. If you do not carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere the glorious and awesome name, Yahuwah your God, Yahuwah will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe and lingering illnesses. He will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded, and they will cling to you. Yahuwah will also bring on you every kind of sickness and disaster not recorded in this book of the law until you are destroyed. You who were as numerous as the stars in the sky will be left but few in number because you did not obey Yahuwah your God. Just as it pleased Yahuwah to make you prosper and increase in number, so it will please him to ruin and destroy you. You will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. Then Yahuwah will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your fathers have known. Among those nations you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There Yahuwah will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing, and a despairing heart. You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. In the morning you will say, "If only it were evening," and in the evening, "If only it were morning," because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights your eyes will see. Yahuwah will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey I say you should never make again. There you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, Your eyes have seen all that Yahuwah did in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, and to all his land. With your own eyes you saw those great trials, those miraculous signs and great wonders. But to this day Yahuwah is not giving you a mind that understands, or eyes that see, or ears that hear. During the 40 years I led you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You ate no bread and drank no wine or other fermented drink. I did this so you might know that I am Yahuwah your God. When you reached this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came out to fight against us, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so you may prosper in everything you do. All of you are standing here today in the presence of Yahuwah your God, your leaders and chief men, your elders and officials, and all the other men of Israel, together with your children and your wives and the aliens living in your camps who chop your wood and carry your water. You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with Yahuwah your God, a covenant Yahuwah is making with you this day, and sealing with an oath to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God as he promised you, and as he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant with its oath, not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of Yahuwah our God, but also with those who are not here today. You yourselves know how we lived in Egypt and how we passed through the countries on the way here. You saw among them the detestable images and idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold. Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from Yahuwah our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. When such a person hears the words of this oath, he invokes a blessing on himself and therefore thinks, I will be safe even though I persist in going my own way. This will bring disaster on the watered land as well as the dry. Yahuwah will never be willing to forgive him. His wrath and zeal will burn against that man. All the curses written in this book will fall upon him, and Yahuwah will blot out his name from under heaven. Yahuwah will single him out from all the tribes of Israel for disaster, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. Your children who follow you in later generations and foreigners who come from distant lands will see the calamities that have fallen on the land and the diseases with which Yahuwah has inflicted it. The whole land will be a burning waste of salt and sulfur, nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adama and Zeboim, which Yahuwah overthrew in fierce anger. All the nations will ask, why has Yahuwah done this to the land? Why this fierce burning of anger? And the answer will be, it is because this people abandoned the covenant of Yahuwah, the God of their fathers, the covenant he made with them when he brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshipped other gods and bowed down to them, gods they did not know, gods he had not given them. Therefore, Yahuwah's anger burned against this land, so that he brought on it all the curses written in this book. In furious anger and in great wrath, Yahuwah uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land, as it is now. The secret things belong to Yahuwah our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. When all the blessing and curses I have set before you come upon you, and you take them to heart, wherever Yahuwah your God disperses you among the nations, and when you and your children return to Yahuwah your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I commanded you today, then Yahuwah your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there Yahuwah your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your forefathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. Yahuwah your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. Yahuwah your God will put all these curses on your enemies who hate and persecute you. You will again obey Yahuwah and follow all his commands I am giving you today. Then Yahuwah your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your land. Yahuwah will again delight in you, and make you prosperous just as he delighted in your fathers, if you obey Yahuwah your God and keep his commands and decrees that are written in this book of the law and turn to Yahuwah your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you may obey it. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love Yahuwah your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and Yahuwah your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love Yahuwah your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For Yahuwah is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are the terms of the covenant Yahuwah commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he made with them at Horeb. Moses and the elders of Israel commanded the people, "Keep all the commands that I give you today. When you have crossed the Jordan into the land Yahuwah your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over to enter the land Yahuwah your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as Yahuwah the God of your fathers promised you. And when you have crossed the Jordan, set up these stones on Mount Ebal, as I commanded you today, and coat them with plaster. Build there an altar to Yahuwah your God, an altar of stones. Do not use any iron tool upon them. Build the altar of Yahuwah your God with the field stones and offer burnt offerings on it to Yahuwah your God. Sacrifice fellowship offerings there, eating them and rejoicing in the presence of Yahuwah your God. And you shall write very clearly all the words of this law on these stones you have set up." Then Moses and the priests who are Levites said to all the Israelites, "Be silent, O Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of Yahuwah your God. Obey Yahuwah your God and follow his commands and decrees that I give you today." On the same day Moses commanded the people, "When you have crossed the Jordan, these tribes shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these tribes shall stand on Mount Ebal to pronounce curses: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Cursed is the man who carves an image or casts an idol, a thing detestable to Yahuwah, the work of the craftsman's hands, and sets it up in secret. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who moves his neighbor's boundary stone. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who leads the blind astray on the road. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who withholds justice from the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his father's wife, for he dishonors his father's bed. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who has sexual relations with any animal. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his mother-in-law. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who kills his neighbor secretly. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of this law by carrying them out. Then all the people shall say, Amen.